USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The director of the CIA says the U.S. is confident that China is considering giving Russia lethal equipment to use in the war against Ukraine, although William Burns told Face the Nation there has not been evidence of shipments yet.
Secretary Blinken and the president have thought it important to make very clear what the consequences of that would be.
Burns said the United States is hoping to deter Beijing. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says China giving lethal weapons to Russia would be a serious mistake.
Beijing will have to make its own decisions about how it proceeds, whether it provides military assistance. But if it goes down that road, it will come at real cost.
China accuses the U.S. of pouring weapons into the battlefield. Meanwhile, the U.S. has more sanctions for Russia on the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine invasion.
The Biden administration imposing the new sanctions on Russia, which include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals who support the invasion. While announcing the new sanctions, the White House also unveiled a new $2 billion economic package for Ukraine, which is coming from the Group of Seven Nations. I'm John Schaefer.
Nearly 80,000 homes and businesses in Southern California are without power after a massive winter storm that brought snow and even a blizzard warning.
I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life, and I haven't seen any snow since the late 50s.
The National Weather Service says it is one of the strongest storm systems ever to hit Southern California. Forecasters, though, expect conditions to improve today. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says 15 truckloads of contaminated soil have been disposed of from the East Palestine train derailment. The EPA says over 500 homes have been screened for reentry. Officials from Michigan and Texas say they didn't get any warning that contaminated soil and water from the train derailment would be coming to their jurisdictions. Over 1 million gallons of toxic waste have been removed from the site of the derailment. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A group of anti-abortion doctors who asked a federal judge to vacate the FDA's approval of the abortion pill mifepristone are awaiting the judge's ruling, which is expected any day now. The doctors claim the FDA improperly approved the drug in 2000. The ruling could temporarily halt access to the drug even in states where abortion is legal. Smoking marijuana could be bad for your heart. Karen Sloan has details of a warning that comes from a new study.
The study, led by researchers at Stanford University, finds that frequent marijuana use can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Analyzing data from 500,000 people, the team found that those who smoked marijuana more than once a month were much more likely to have a heart attack than those who used less often, and users were more likely than non-users to have an attack before turning 50. Pot smoking appears to increase inflammation in the blood vessels, the scientists say, though they note that can be blocked by a molecule found in some beans. The full study is due online in April in the journal Cell.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling more than a million candles sold at Walmart stores because the glass can crack, which leads to cuts and burns. The candles being recalled are Mainstay's Three Wicked candles with fall and Halloween scents. They were sold between September and November of last year. Tonight's 29th annual Screen Actors Guild from California is at 5 p.m. Pacific. Will be streamed on Netflix YouTube channel. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.